My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Gated community over there.
I do not live in a gated community. I have a gated parking lot. It is not a gated community.
I call it a gated community. Not just anybody can park there. Anybody can park on my cul-de-sac.
Part of the problem is at times the gate will break and the gate will be open and then anybody can park there. And that's a real problem.
What's your rent do then? Why isn't your rent taking care of that now?
It should be. And right now, so the most recent time my car got broken into, the gate was closed. This was 10 days ago at this point, and I still don't have a new window because they're so booked up trying to put in new car windows because this is happening all over the place. So I still don't have a new window. So my fiance and I are sharing one car at the moment because I don't want to keep my car with a...
Did you put the garbage bag over it?
I left it at my parents' house in the suburbs.
So this was downtown.
Is there a garbage bag over the windows, though?
It has just been sitting in my parents' garage.
It's in the garage.
I haven't been driving it.
It's secured right now.
It's secured. That is a game.
How has this happened twice?
So the first time it happened, I don't even think someone tried to steal my car this time. I think somebody just wanted to break a window because they actually did not get into my car.
Got Latimer living in your building?
I don't know what happened.
Seat at the table.
Yeah.
Another car got broken into in my lot that same night. It was a different make, a different model. But this time when it happened, I didn't even realize it was the passenger window. And I didn't realize it because I don't look at the window when I get into my car. I open the door and I close the door and then glass falls down.
Oh, no.
So it was at like 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning. The glass falls and I'm like, this is just awful. Now, the first time it happened, I believe it was kids trying to steal cars, which has been a trend on certain social media apps over the last couple of years. And they broke into my car and they ripped out under my steering wheel so they could try and start it. And then one of two things happened then. They either got caught or they realized this is a stick shift and we don't know how to drive stick shift. One of those two things happened. And I think that's the only reason my car didn't get stolen is that I drive a stick shift and they don't know how to drive stick shift.
You drive stick, huh?
I do, yeah.
Well, then they don't know the old pop the clutch trick anyway. I mean, come on.
Well, don't teach them on the air.
Yes, please. I don't want my car stolen.
Yeah. You get somebody to put it in neutral, then somebody bumps it, and you do it like a sprint car.
It's like hot laps.
Yeah,
let's go.
Get that thing going.
Let's not talk about that. I want to keep my car. But
gotta have a push vehicle.
It's so in the other part of this too.
Bring a four wheeler next time.
Now, I wake up like three times a night, and I go out. I look at the parking lot to make sure no one's touching my car or my fiance's car because I just worry about this all the time.
I lose
sleep over this.
You lose your peace of mind when this
I have.
Happens.
What do I do? How do I fix this? Do I have to move?
Do you have to move?
Do I have to move because of this? Is this forcing me out of downtown Cleveland?
Is this a vehicle that you love? Is that why you have this stick shift car?
No, it's a vehicle that I bought and own, and it's nice, and I don't have a car payment right now because I paid the car off. I do have a window payment I have to make next week when I finally get that fixed.
It's got to be impossible for 17-year-olds to steal that thing. None of them know how to drive stick. When's the last time, other than Danny's car, when's the last time you've heard of a stick shift automobile? That was a Late model vehicle, yes. Yeah. That was a late model vehicle. Not a work truck, not a classic car, none of it. I mean, I know how to drive stick. I haven't driven stick in 20 years.
Yeah. They're not common. And no. I mean, my car, it's a 2016. It was made in 2016. It's not like it's an old car.
That's not even that old. Yeah.
No. I bought it new in 2017.
Did you talk to your landlord?
Yeah, and there's issues all over, but they have cameras set up there. I don't think the cameras are very good.
Well, there's plenty of people.
Do you have a garage close at all?
No, not really.
So you can't even put it
in? There's not a garage that I could realistically park in and walk to my apartment.
So you want to move out?
What choices do I have?
Lease up?
No, we just re-signed.
Oh, well, then
we re-signed like a week before my car got broken into.
What are you going to do now? I guess you're stuck. There's nothing you can do. Get a club. Remember the club?
The club don't stop the rocks from coming through the windows.
Yeah, is that going to stop people from breaking the window?
But if they see the club, maybe they're just going to go, well, I don't know what that thing is because it's confident. Been 30 years
Let
since the
club.
Let
me get a closer look. Break out the window.
I'm confident they're not going to be able to steal the car because they don't know how to drive stick shift.
Yeah, but they can't.
Part.
But you see a great big red club on the steering wheel. You don't necessarily see the stick shift until it's too late.
How would you feel about just leaving your doors unlocked?
I don't even know if they check.
Okay, that might be the best idea. As terrible as that is to admit, might be the best idea.
It might be.
No, there was a guy up the street. He left his car unlocked twice.
Like, you don't ever leave
your... And they just broke it in.
Your clubs in the back or anything, do you?
I used to, and then once my car got broken into the first time, every time I golf, I bring my clubs upstairs every time because I'm not going to...
Yeah, you got
to I'm not going to leave it in there. I try and leave as little stuff as possible in my car.
Dustin in Parma, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Dustin.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny, got a solution to your problem, buddy.
What is it?
Viper remote start and security. It's like $650 to get it installed, and it's like $120 a year, but it'll alert you on your phone if anybody's tampering with it. You can put like a lock on it. Like it's dope.
Viper, he wrote it down.
Viper, yes.
Yeah, that way you don't have to wake up three times a night to check on your car.
Sounds cool.
If somebody's messing with it, my phone will wake me up to let you know.
It's got a good name.
Okay. I will look into that. Thank you very much.
All right. Hopefully the landlord can't do nothing about it, so I don't know why I keep saying about the landlord. They ain't going to do nothing.
No, what are they going to do?
Nope.
Maybe you and your fiance take shifts. Put a lawn chair down there. You take shifts watching the vehicles.
That's how they're going to live.
That's how we do it in the military, damn it. That's how you're going to do it.
This is our life now.
Got to keep them secured.
Do the Guardians need to sweep the Pirates?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to sweep the Pirates?
For me to feel good about them, yeah.
Oh, for the love of God. So if they take 2 out of 3 against the Pirates, you're not going to feel good about the Gardos?
Feel okay. But, I mean, look at their schedule coming up.
It's a tough schedule.
It's a tough schedule coming up. I don't feel good about those games. I don't feel good about where they stand right now with only a one-game lead in the division, plus Kansas City has the tiebreaker over them.
Mm.
If they win all 3 games against Pittsburgh, I'll start to feel good about this team. They would have had 1-4 straight going back to Kansas City for what is a huge series.
Yeah.
If they win 2 out of 3, and I don't remember who the Royals
get a little
play. It
bit
might
more
be Minnesota.
Cushion for the pushing for the division title.
You need a little bit of breathing room. You do, and there's not many opportunities.
Royals are in Houston right now.
They lost last night to the Astros, so they're 1.5 games back. You got a little bit more breathing room.
Extend it.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I would feel good if they swept this team. If they don't, if they take 2 out of 3, I'll feel okay. Anything less than that, it's a failure.
Well, the Pirates are garbage juice.
And the Guardians are missing Paul Skeens.
If they lose, if they lost 2 of 3, obviously we'd be in freakout mode a little bit. If they win 2 of 3, I'm not feeling as good as what I would if they won a sweep, but obviously everybody feel great with a sweep. I just don't think they need to necessarily sweep the Pirates, but it seems like such easy pickings before you go on the road and you take on Kansas City, then L.A., and then the White Sox are terrible, but we've had trouble with the White Sox this year. So that plays into it as well. So I'm not going to say they have to. But if they take 2 out of 3, it's like that one game in there.
You're just going to
it kind of sticks in your craw because you got a 3-game series coming up against Kansas City on the road. You don't want to go through that.
I think they're okay going 2 out of 3. The Royals have the Astros, the Guardians, the Twins, the Yankees in a row.
That's a tough stretch for them, too.
We're at the point of the season where Not only are we watching our team, we're scoreboard watching the other team for sure.
Oh, yeah. And that's how it's going
to
be the rest of the way.
And you also have to watch the Twins, too. You have to watch and see what the Twins are doing. The Twins, their schedule is they are playing the Braves right now.
They got us eventually.
Well, they just got swept by the Braves.
No, sorry. They're playing the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Royals, the Angels. They have a much easier schedule than we do or than the Twins do. They're the ones – or than the Royals do. I think the Twins are the ones you got to keep your eye kind of on a little closer because they're still floating around, too.
Am I wrong? I'm not scared of the Twins. Am I wrong for that? Like, I'm much more fearful of Kansas City.
You should be flipping towards them. I don't think that's the answer.
Kansas City has – I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., you got to worry about. And Salvador Perez, you still got to worry about. And I think that guy's 50 right now. So
at least 127 years old.
And he just hits bombs against Cleveland.
Yes. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura going to join us. We'll talk Browns and – Jim Donovan stepping away with him coming up at 9. Up next, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Why did things stall with Brandon Ayuk? Was it better that we didn't get Brandon Ayuk on this football team? And who's going to be playing left tackle next Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? That's all coming up. Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham in for Tone, and the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.